Well, sir, it's late afternoon as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the kitchen, we find our friend Russell all by himself. The young man is at the telephone chatting discursively with his colleague, Bluetooth Johnson. Listen.
It's a recognized fact that inhabitants of Toledo, Ohio got more teeth than other people. Oh, I imagine the typical and average inhabitant of Toledo, Ohio has 80 or 90 teeth. Ordinary people like you and me, of course, only got 50 or 60.
Hi, ho, to who?
I never counted my own teeth.
Hello, Russell, honey. Can you let me have a little money?
Hi, girl.
Is that some beautiful woman, heavily veiled and greatly agitated, who wishes to speak to me?
Bluetooth Johnson.
Oh.
Human beings got only 32 teeth? Oh, I'm sure you must be mistaken.
I might be able to straighten you and your feeble-minded pal out.
I'm trying to carry on a telephone conversation, Doug.
Oh, so I see. Then I'd cut off my right hand before I disturb you. However, answer me one question. Where's Mama?
Upstairs.
I am humbly grateful. I will never bother you again as long as I live.
How's that, Bluetooth?
Dr. Sleech, honey!
Oh, you're making that up.
Mr. Wolf, darling.
Oh, Gov, have a heart.
I want my wife.
She's upstairs.
Yes, and I'm downstairs.
Yes?
But was it the portrait?
You there?
There's Mom.
Uh-huh, and I'm so happy. I'm so happy, Sadie.
Bluetooth Johnson here on the telephone is trying to tell me inhabitants of Hannibal, Missouri got more teeth than inhabitants of Toledo, Ohio.
Bluetooth Johnson is a scoundrel.
He sure is. Keep right on talking, Bluetooth. I'm listening.
What's the big to do?
Stevie, honey, I bring you good news.
Has somebody on the phone for me?
Bluetooth Johnson. Bluetooth Johnson has been indiscreet.
People, please. I can't hear a word here.
Cut that short, will you, Tongue Clamp?
Yes, because I want to use that phone.
Cut it short, old pal. Uncle William, I bring you good news.
Wait till he finishes. Tell him goodbye and call later. I'm supposed to phone Miss Denbottom.
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Bluetooth, but my mother wishes to put in a call to one of her friends, and I guess it's very important. We can continue our discussion tomorrow or sometime. Yeah, okay, Bluetooth. You bet. Go on. Yeah, goodbye. I don't know what the remainder of the American public thinks about it, but it certainly seems to me that when an individual is talking on the telephone, common civilized courtesy requires that other individuals respect that individual's rights.
You fly out of the way.
Wait a second, kiddo.
Why don't you get in touch with Ruthie? I told her I'd call around 4 o'clock, and it's way past that. Ish, Russell, move.
Well, I got news, Dave.
What is it?
News for you.
Yeah?
News about you.
Well, what is it?
Well, go ahead and talk to Ruthie. This is too good to spit out in one sentence.
You have to go for groceries, Russell.
I'll gladly go for groceries. I'm no good for anything anyway except for
confusion, going... Confusion. Person attempts to use the telephone and their family clusters around like glue. Please, now. 2572X, please. Yes? I kind of halfway imagine they want to pay $500 this evening. All right with you?
Perfect.
What you want from the grocery store?
There's a list around someplace. Hello, Ted? Say, Ted. Hello. Oh, fine as milk. Thanks, Ted. Say, is your wifey deposit there? Oh, I see. Well, it never amounted to anything, Ted. She asked me to call around 4, and I... Well, fine, Ted. You bet, Ted. And thanks a lot. All right, Ted. Goodbye. Oh, she ran across the street to Miss Clinkjaw's for something. Gonna call me a bit when she gets back. Ted sounds like he's got a little cold. Find that grocery list?
No, you never give me any hints or clues.
Try
him
up on the library table. Now, what is it you want?
I don't want anything.
Don't put out the front door, Willie. Bring the list here because there's trash I'll have to explain.
Okay.
You don't want anything.
I've got some news.
Well, that's what you said.
I've said it 9 times.
Well, what is it? What is it?
Look, can't we take this kind of easy? Sit down and make yourself comfortable.
Not bad news.
Good news.
No telegram from Walter or Bess or anybody?
No.
Well, what's all this about taking stuff easy then? Sitting down and trash?
I don't want to blurt out the good news. I want to do a little explaining first so you can appreciate it. Sit down in the chair while I feed you the good news in small, tasty doses.
Mom!
What?
I say, if you'll sit down
in the chair... Mommy, what's he hollering about?
Mom, I don't see any grocery list.
I don't see any grocery list.
Oh, my, he don't see any grocery list. It's in there someplace. Look around. Move things. Maybe it's underneath my sewing basket. Such helplessness.
Sit down.
What for?
I want to tell you this news.
Listen, mister, you're not keeping anything from me, are you?
Oh, no.
You haven't received any telegram from Carberry or Dixon saying somebody's sick?
I said I hadn't. This is good news.
Well, tell a person.
Okay, listen.
The way people beat around the bush and refuse to squat down on brass tacks.
Who's beating around the bush now?
Well, I'm standing here waiting.
This afternoon, in my mail, I found a letter from somebody whom it will astonish you to learn was nobody...
Telephone's ringing.
Telephone's ringing.
Go in,
Muscle
Muller.
Who was your letter from?
Oh, Thunder, answer the numbskull, half-wit, lame-brain telephone.
I think it's Ruthie.
So what?
I hope you're not saying Ruthie is a numbskull, half-wit, lame-brain.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
It was just by chance I had the gas under the easy chair.
Go away.
Hello. How do you mean, go away?
Just that.
Who? Well, just a second.
Like me, Stuffer?
Some man wants Spider.
Spider? I am not Spider.
Well, neither am I. Here, talk to him. Can you read that, Russell?
I haven't tried yet.
Well, I was in a hurry and scribbled. That's peas there on top.
No.
This next is matches.
Who do you want?
And don't bring home a whole armload like you done before.
Spider who?
Even if they are, 9 million boxes for a nickel or some monstrous big bargain.
There's no spider here. Huh? Hold on. Now, there's news for you. This feeble-minded fathead's got the wrong number, and he tells me to wait a minute.
Well, hang up on him.
I believe it's that half-witted baboon that calls up asking for fat all the time.
Is this salt, Mom?
Salt's on there.
Hello. No, I tell you. Am I Spider? No, I'm not Spider, and I'm not acquainted with any Spider.
Ish, hang up.
How's that? I'm up to my old tricks. Look, Junior, let's terminate this breezy interview. Oh, we'll go jump in the lake. The crackpot thought I was trying to be funny.
I got the halfway notion it was your chum, B.B. Ball. You got all that straight now, Willie?
Yeah.
Trot along, then. I want to get my things on the stove. All right, Vic.
All right, Vic, what?
Well, I'm not the party that called you Spider. Don't be mad at me.
Want to be a law against cheap telephone comedians?
What's your big news?
Say, can't we sit down and take this easy?
What are you waiting for, Russell?
Is this last item cooking, Apple?
Yeah.
Looks something like Book and Ripples.
It is. Tell Mr. Croucher you want a quarter of a peck of Book and Ripples.
No, but the naked you and I...
Oh, go!
Well, I will go.
Now, Vic, please.
Can't we sit down and take this easy? I don't want to blurt it right out. It's too good. It deserves to be saved.
You got a letter, huh?
I got a letter.
At the office?
At the office.
This afternoon?
This afternoon.
About me?
About you.
Oh, Ish, can't we kill a snake without pulling a tooth at a time?
Well, this news wants chewing. It's good news. Exciting news. Why, I bet you'll sprout a smile as white as the gas stove when I tell you the...
Telephone's ringing, telephone's ringing. Wonder who they want this trip, Fat or Spider. Want to answer it?
No.
Why is everybody so sharp and gruff today, I wonder? Hello? Oh, yes, lady. Yes, that's what Ted said. Uh-huh. Say, the reason I didn't call you sooner was because... What? Oh, well, then, it's never made any difference. No. Why, say, Lady DeWaity, the big muckety-muck and me were talking about that very thing. Yes. Why, we'd love to. Surely. Well, how about 7:30, quarter to 8, 8:15, or kind of halfway in around through there? Elegant, lady. Elegant to elegant. Fine. All righty, Ruthie. You betty, lady. Goodbye.
No.
Oh, Ish, meant to ask her if Ted had a cold.
Mm.
His voice had such a husky sound over the phone. What's your news?
News?
Whatever it is you've been busting to tell.
Sadie.
Yes?
You'll never know. You'll never, never know. Nobody'll ever know. Nobody in the whole world will ever know. Nobody in the whole wide world will ever know. Nobody in creation will ever know. Nobody in creation will ever, 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 ever.